Oklahoma will spend $10 million from its federal coronavirus funds to buy personal protective equipment for distribution to schools. That includes enough masks for every student and teacher to have two, as well as face shields, gloves, and gowns for school personnel. Newcastle Republican Rep. Sherry Conley, a 26-year educator, says students belong back in schools and not just because in-person instruction is superior.
Schools provide essential services. They're safe places where kids can feel loved, develop social and emotional skills, and are provided healthy meals that they may not get at home.
Governor Kevin Stitt says online learning is no guarantee students and teachers won't catch COVID-19, noting he's allowed youth sports and other activities for weeks now.
If schools do not open in person, it is not feasible to think that students and teachers will stay home and will not come in contact with anyone else.
State Secretary of Human Services Justin Brown says when kids aren't in school, more of them may go hungry, witness domestic violence, or experience abuse or neglect, and teachers won't see signs to report.
The trade-off is beginning to present in some of our community partners across the state. Although early evidence is anecdotal, the community is seeing children and families present with potentially unprecedented levels of trauma.
The state also plans to offer teachers monthly coronavirus testing. Some school districts in the state have already committed to delaying students' return to the classroom until later in the fall, while others are still weighing their options. The State Board of Education left all coronavirus decisions up to local boards when it rejected safety requirements proposed by the State Department of Education. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.